We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
But we are finishing off today our Family 30 series. Everybody say Family 30.
Family 30.
Who is thankful for your family? I really want to know who is
thankful
to God for your family.
Yeah.
We're in the final week. Today, we're doing a Family 30 challenge because it's a 30-day challenge, and today is day 29 of that family challenge. You've got one more day. Let's finish strong. There is still time to join our Facebook group. We've got a Facebook group, and we've also got a download your free challenge right here. If you miss the challenge, go ahead and download it. Start it over. Start it over again. The goal is to grow into a deeper, more connected family, and I believe that you will if you'll just put in the time. We have talked about so much in this series. We're not going to do any review today. If you want a review, you can go find it on YouTube. You can go find it on Facebook. You can go find it on a podcast, and of course, there is RedemptionPlano.com. Today, we're going to talk about your secret advantage, the source for your best. Somebody say the secret.
Secret.
You have a secret advantage, and we want to talk about that today. Advantages are good, aren't they?
Amen.
Can you have too many advantages?
No.
All right. Does anybody have enough disadvantages? Have you had enough of that? Are you ready to hear maybe about your advantages? Can I get you on board with this today? So let's do it. All right, your advantages. We could talk today about Jesus as your advantage. How many know he's an advantage? There were two people that knew that. Maybe Jesus Christ is your advantage. If one way he is the perfect example for your family.
Amen.
If you want to know how to be a father to your children, look to Jesus. If you want to know how to love your brother, look to Jesus. If you want to know how to have wisdom when things are hard, you look to Jesus. Jesus, in that way, is an absolute advantage that you should take advantage of. Here's another advantage, your church. Your church's advantage. You know why?
Yeah.
Your church actually works all week to serve your family.
Yeah.
We have group meetings to serve your family.
Yeah.
Right now, below us are kids' ministries that they have been working and praying. Why? To serve your family. We are praying for your family. We want to see your family encouraged. But you have to take advantage of your advantage. And it might be a secret to you that your church is your secret advantage. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody say your church.
Your church.
Those are really good, but I'm not talking about those today. You can work on those on some other time. Here's what I want to talk about today. Yeah, everyone has an advantage today. Everyone has it. I want you to imagine this. You have a messy home. That's easy for some of us, right?
Ooh.
Ouch. I'm seeing it. Right? Now imagine you saying these words, I'll do it tomorrow. Did I ever say that? Or you're at work or you're at school and there's a deadline. There's a test, there's a report that you need to get in, and you know you need to do it, but you just say to yourself, you say, I'll do it tomorrow. We've all been there. It's procrastination. And it's sneaky. It is so easy to procrastinate. Procrastination creeps into our lives and even the most important parts of our lives, and that is our family. Procrastination creeps into your home. It creeps into your relationships. And it might cause you to imagine these things, that you have a distant spouse and you know that your family relationship is going in negative places with your loved one. But you say, I'll have that deep conversation tomorrow. That you have struggling kids who are going down for the last time, like they are going down under the water of all the trouble. And you say, you know what? I need to spend some time with them, but I think I'll spend time with my kids
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We'll start those healthier family habits tomorrow. We'll pray tomorrow. Maybe we won't go to church today. Maybe we'll go next week. The truth is that we've put off what we should do today for far too long. The truth is we've said tomorrow so many times that we forget that tomorrow never really ever arrives. When the clock turns over to 12 midnight, it is not tomorrow, it's today again. We only have today. I want to tell you today that your secret advantage is today. Can you say the word today with me?
Today.
No matter what you're facing, the guilt that you have in your life, the broken relationships, the aftermath of the bad decisions, the debt, the bad health, whatever it is that you've got that maybe you don't even want to talk about, you don't want to admit that you've got it going on, but deep down, you know you have this problem. The answer for whatever you're facing is always found in today. The Bible says this many times. It says it in many ways, but I'm just going to give you one today. You can handle one?
Yes.
Y'all are awfully quiet today. Can you handle one?
Yes.
Thank you. Excellent. Jesus says these words in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I want you to get this, that Jesus is standing in front of people who have problems. He's standing in front of people who are worried. He's standing in front of people that have a government oppressing them. He's standing in front of people that worry about the food to put on the table. He's standing in front of people that are also worried about their family and their children and the future that they might have. They are worried about tomorrow.
Yes.
And Jesus says that you need to be focused on today. That's what Jesus says. I want to tell you why it's so important. Here's why. I want you to get this. That tomorrow, crowd, Jesus might be in another town. Today, he's right here talking to you. If you're focused on tomorrow, you might miss this Jesus moment. Jesus is telling us to focus on today. I want you to get these three sentences. Tomorrow is a source of anxiety. Yesterday is a source of regret, but today is a source of triumph. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's good.
Got one person who agrees with it. So good. God would have us live in today, but are we living somewhere else? Are we living in yesterday? Are we living in tomorrow? Or will we heed the words of Jesus and live in this moment today? I want to talk about another very spiritual leader. His name is John Wooden. Does anybody know John Wooden? Wave your hand if you know who John Wooden is. John Wooden is the greatest coach in men's basketball history of college. The best ever. He won 10 championships in 12 years. It will never be duplicated. Nobody has won as many championships as him in men's basketball. And definitely nobody is going to win more in 12 years than he has. I just put it on the books. His UCLA Bruins were unstoppable. He was such a great coach that the greatest basketball prospects would always choose UCLA. He got to coach people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton. Coach Wooden preached constantly about one thing. He preached about the power of today. Here's a couple of quotes of his. John Wooden would say, make today your masterpiece. Make today your masterpiece. And then he would say, today is the only day yesterday is gone. Now I want you to picture this, that he's talking to kids, right, who think they're adults. Any parents in the room that I want you to pay very close attention to John Wooden, because he's talking to people who thought they were adults, but they weren't mature yet. But he found a way to speak to them. You ought to heed his words, that he focused them not on 10 years from now. He focused them not on the regrets of yesterday, but he focused them on what they could do today. As parents, are you doing the same thing? Do we guilt our kids over what they did yesterday, last week, or last month? Or are we focusing so far in the future that they miss the value of today? They go, oh, you got to work on your grades because 10 years from now, you want to be in a good school. You see, we have these things. And if we're not careful, we're focused on anything but
today.
He also would say words like this. He would say, he would bark at his players sometimes. And somebody would be huffing it up and down the court just halfway in a practice. And he would stop the practice and he would look them in the eye and he'd say, do not give me 90% today. Because tomorrow you can't make up for what you didn't give me. No one can give me 110% tomorrow. You owe me effort. Give me 100% today. And that was a really hard thing for some of these really big prospects to hear. But they heard it and they became all-time greats because they focused on today. Champions focus on today. Today is a source of triumph. I want to talk to you about procrastination as an enemy. Who knows it's an enemy? Who still has it in their life? Let's be honest. Come on. Can we be honest? Is that no? We'll try it again. I'd like an honest church. So let's be honest. Who is still struggling with procrastination? Some of y'all meant to raise your hand. You just didn't get around to it.
Maybe tomorrow.
See what I did there? See that? That's good. I want to give you some stats on procrastination. 94% of people say it negatively affects their happiness. 94%. Say that they would be happier if they would stop procrastinating and they'd start getting things done. 94% of the people in this poll said that. It's a big problem, isn't it? And of that 94%, 18% said it was a severe effect, that their procrastination led to things like depression, and it led to things like anxiety and severe guilt and anger and frustration. It became so severe that they would need to see counseling because of their procrastination. 80% of students procrastinate often. Higher levels of stress and anxiety and depression are found in those people who procrastinate. There are links to physical damage in your life. We're talking hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and heart disease. Procrastination does more than affect the moment. It affects your life. It affects your mind. It affects your heart, spiritual, emotional, physical. It affects it all. It's an enemy. We got to get rid of it. Here is the most shocking stat. I looked at it several times. I reread it because I thought I got it wrong. But the stat clearly says these words. It says 2 hours and 25 minutes. Somebody say those words. 2 hours and 25 minutes. What is that? That is the average amount of time spent procrastinating every day. I reread that. I just couldn't believe it. But there it is, staring us in our face. We have the person we want to be. We have the family we want to be. We have the victory that we want to have. But we are spending 2 hours and 25 days doing anything but achieving. 2 hours, 25 minutes a day. That can look a lot of different ways. Perhaps you're thinking of some of the ways that could look like. That could look like little games on your phone. That can look like little YouTube videos. Right? And not your pastor preaching either, like cat videos or something like that. It could look like those things. It could look like you just, I don't know, daydreaming. It could look like you just going, I'm just going to do something else. I'm going to get on my video game. I'm going to do a spiritual thing called Netflix. But what is this? This is procrastination. And if we're average, we are spending 2 hours, 25 minutes every day, not fulfilling our dreams, actually putting off our dreams. And don't we often say these words? You know, I just don't have enough time. Isn't that the words we say? When God like puts something in our heart to do something, we go, oh, that sounds so good. I really want to do that thing. I just, you know, I would, Pastor, but I just don't have enough time. You know, I have this thing I want to accomplish in my life, and I would do that, but you know, I have maybe later this year, things will calm down, and I'll do that. I have conversations with people about that. God puts people on my heart sometimes, and I call them up, and I say words like this. I say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome do you want to be for God? And most people say, oh, a 10, Pastor, right? Some of you have had this conversation. And I go, what is stopping you? I go, the number one answer, every time, the number one answer is, I just don't have enough time. I just don't have enough time. Today is our secret advantage. I want you to take advantage of today, and here's how. I'm going to give you three simple ways to do that. Number one, start simple and small, but start today. Can you say that sentence with me? Start simple and small, but start today. Not complicated. I'm not telling you to make it really complicated. Here's an example. This happens a lot at Connect Group, okay? If you know what a Connect Group is, if you don't know what a Connect Group is, you're really missing out. But it'll happen like this at Connect Group. We'll study the Word of God, and then we'll come back to the very end of our lesson. We'll go, what is it that you want to do for God this week? And somebody says, well, I think I need to pray more, all right? And here's what we tell them. Here's what great example of ministry that happens at Connect Group. Somebody says, okay, you should do that. But don't feel like you have to pray 2 hours. Don't think that you have to pray for 1 hour. Don't think you even have to start with 30 minutes of undivided prayer. I was at a Connect Group this week. Somebody, sweet person that's getting baptized today, said, I want to pray more. And you know what someone said? They said, why don't you pray every morning while you're getting dressed? Just make it a part of your day. It might only be 5 minutes. It might only be 10 minutes. But here's one thing. It is simple and it's small, but it can start today. I don't know what it is that you want to do, grow spiritually. Maybe you start with that 5-minute prayer. Maybe you start with one chapter of Bible reading. There's apps that can help you do that. You can get listen to it on your drive in the mornings. You can do anything like that. But start today. Start simple. Start small. Start today. Maybe it's you want to grow relationally. Who wants to grow relationally? That's part of our challenge, right? Well, maybe it starts with this. A 10-minute talk with no phone. Listen, that doesn't happen enough, right? You have to guard your family time. You have to guard these times because somebody will have on their phone. If there is not a meal that goes by that we don't have to say these words. Put the phone away. Let's practice that together, shall we? Say these words. Put the phone away. One more time now for yourself. Put the phone away. So you can grow relationally. And it could be a 10-minute talk. Or maybe you just do something like schedule a game night. It doesn't have to be like a knockdown, drag out, make everyone cry kind of thing. No, it can be fun. Let the kids beat you senselessly at Pictionary. Let them laugh as they beat you at Sorry. And don't lose your temper. Don't lose your temper. Don't lose your temper. They draw that Sorry card at the worst time, every time. Or maybe you take the family challenge, right? Now, we did a family challenge, and it was 30 days. Maybe that's too much for you. Maybe you take one thing a week, and you start there. Maybe you start once every other day. You do one of our challenges. Here's what I'm telling you. It can be simple, and it can be small, but it has to start today. Does that? I hope that's hitting in your heart today. Somebody say, start today. That's number one. Here's number two. Set a visible reminder. We forget, don't we? We forget. We forget really important things. Here's one. You could use a thing called a sticky note. I think they just invented these, right? A sticky note, right? Whoever invented the sticky note, I hope they're a billionaire. You just put a little note on it, and you put it somewhere where you will always see it. Or maybe you take a dry erase marker, and you write yourself a message. You can even write it on your mirror, and you see it every day. Hopefully, you're looking in the mirror at the start of your day. Hopefully, right? That's another sermon if you aren't, right? But hopefully, you're looking in that mirror, and you're seeing, and you're reminding yourself, I want to do this today. This is the kind of mom I want to be. This is the kind of child of God I want to be. These are the kind of goals I want in my life. And find it. Find a way to visibly remind yourself. Put it in your car. You have to take your car, right?
Yeah.
Put it in your car. Put it. You got diet plans? You know where you should put that? Oh, my gosh. Now he's messing around. He's just messing around. He shouldn't do it. Somebody say it for me so I don't have to. You got to put it on your
refrigerator.
Oh, y'all said it. I can't believe y'all said refrigerator. My gosh, I feel so judged. Or maybe you take one of our family 30 glow-in-the-dark bracelets. Let's see them all over this house. You got one. If you didn't get one, we still have these. They're at the table downstairs. That it just says family 30. And you have an arm, right? You ever notice your arm during the day? What if you had a bracelet on it that said Family 30? I'm challenging myself to remember that. Maybe you see a bracelet. I do this. When I remember my bracelets, and I wear them, a lot of them, they start conversations, but they also remind me, oh, I'm supposed to pray for these things. And I've got specific things that these remind me to pray for. And I remember these things. It's a visible reminder that I carry wherever I go to do something simple, small, but right then and there. And then you can also, if you want to go tech, tech's not so bad. You can set a calendar reminder every day, 12 o'clock, you're going to do this. It's 8 o'clock, you're supposed to pray. Or it's 9 o'clock, you're supposed to make a phone call. Or it's 6 o'clock, kids, we're going to read our Bible together. Or that thing, I've got a specific plan, and your phone is now not the enemy. Your phone's actually reminding you. Little things keep the important things top of mind. Number three is this. Create your family mission. We've talked about this in this series, that you need a family mission. I've been really working on our kids. If I offered a kid $5, would he be able to name our family mission? He's looking right there. Would one of my kids be able to name our family mission for $5? $5. If you could name our family mission, you would have $5 right now. Going, follow. Whoa, come here. Oh, my goodness. Let's hear it for Will.
Oh, excellent work. Man.
We did not plan this.
Follow Christ. Help one another. To love others. Serve others and grow closer in purpose and grace.
Grow together in purpose and grace. That's good. I will take that. I owe you $5, son. All right. Everybody, that is a family mission. And here's the reason why we need a family mission. When I correct my kids, I'm correcting them about the mission. If they do something unloving, I say, no, our mission is to love one another. If they do something that's not like Christ, I say, no, our mission is to follow Christ. If we don't help one another, if we don't help others and serve others, I say, no, that's part of our mission. If we're not growing in grace, if we're not growing in purpose. Now, do you see how I get to correct? We get to correct one another according to our mission. Take time to define your mission. It's not too late for you to do that. Work on that. If you would like help on that, we'll do that. Define your mission. What kind of family do you want to be? And once you have that mission, actually procrastination becomes a little harder to justify because you're working together for something greater. Kids on their video games, but it's time to help mom set the table. Kids on their video games or somewhere out, but kids, it's time to help one another in the kitchen and take out trash. So we're actually using our mission for how we live every day, all right? What are our three things? Here they are. Start simple and small, but start today. Set a visible reminder and create your family mission. I'm going to ask our musicians to come today. I want to tell you that anything is possible today. I want you to say that sentence out loud. Anything is possible today. The great thing about today, it's always right here. You don't have to wait for today. It's already right now. So what will you do today? I've got a call to action for you. It's three things. Here it is. Keep it simple. I want you to act today. Number one, stop waiting for the perfect time. You only have today. That perfect time will never come, but today's already here. So start simple, start small, but start today. That's number one. Number two, do something right now. Right now. Here's some things you can do. I'll suggest them to you. Repent for yesterday. That regret you have about yesterday, repent about it. Yeah. God, forgive me for what I did yesterday. Forgive me for how I didn't, I wasn't a great parent or a great son or a great aunt or uncle. Whatever it is that I was not yesterday, forgive me for that. But do it today. Don't wait next Sunday to repent for what you did yesterday. Do it now. Do it today. Or pray for strength and wisdom today. Maybe you're like, I have no idea what our mission should be. I don't get that at all. Pray about it. Pray for strength and wisdom. Pray. You. Some of us have a conversation that we have to have. And you don't want to have that conversation. So guess what you need to do? You need to pray for strength to have that conversation. Yeah. God, help me to have that conversation about our finances. Help me have that conversation about bad acting in our home. Help us to have a conversation about how we are not growing together, but growing apart. Pray about that today. And then here's the other thing. We're going to be singing songs together in those last few moments together. Worship and thank God right now. Do it today. Worship. And then pray for your family. Gather with your family today, right now. You got to do it today. See what I'm pushing for? Not later this week, but today, and we're going to make it easy for you. We're going to have worship time. We're going to have prayer time. And that brings me to the third time. Take a step and receive prayer. If you are really needing God in your life, take a step. Take a step right up here. I'll meet you up here. I will pray for you, and we will see God do something great in your life. Can we stand all over this place? I want my dream team to come. I want us to reach out to God, and I want us to pray together. This is our action, but we got to do it today. Let's do it now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everybody watching and listening online. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd be active in their life, God, that you'd help them to make a move towards you today, God. Lord, we can have a stronger family today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you'd be with us and that you'd minister to us, God, and that we'd be closer to you than we ever have. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that somebody would take a step towards you today and that we'd see you do great things in our life in Jesus' name. Come on, we're going to worship God. We're going to pray together over these next few moments. Let's do something right now in Jesus' name.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemptionplano.com. We want to hear more from you. So be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or even our anonymous text line at 469-651-1178. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.